Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're talking about focus and distraction and ultimately how these types of things point us to our need for prayer and how prayer centers us on what is real and what is good and on God. And so we hope this conversation is helpful and thanks for listening. Afternoon, Austin.
Hey, Wes, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
That's good.
Today, I want to talk about focus and mental health and spiritual health and meditative prayer, spiritual disciplines, kind of all of it, kind of packed into one. I've mentioned it to you before, but man, it's such a heavy and challenging and good book, but Johann Hari's Stolen Focus. And just realizing, you know, when it comes to social media and big tech and the speed of our culture, the amount of information that we have, there's so much at play right now that's making it really hard for human beings in our society to focus. There's an assault on our attention. And I think that's resulting in a lot of anxiety and just it's interfering in relationships, and it's exacerbating a lot of problems, I think. And it just reminds me of just the ancient practices that we think of even just in Christian mysticism and going back the centuries of things like, you know, silence and solitude and meditative scripture reading and meditative prayer and looking at how Jesus lived his life. You know, I was thinking about John 6:14, where Jesus is like doing ministry. And it says, after the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who's come into the world. So they thought he was like this Messiah. And then he says in verse 15, Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Jesus had a lot of, he was just consistently, the reason I bring that up is just this consistent pattern of rest and rejuvenation. And in the midst of a lot, you know, you read a book like Mark in the New Testament and you see Jesus doing all these activities, and it's easy to think that Jesus is just incredibly busy.
Yeah.
I'm just reminded that he had a deep reflective life and prayer life. And, you know, obviously society was different back then. They didn't have cars and such. So moving from town to town would have been slower and would have required walking. And so there was a lot of quiet, a lot of downtime. And we live in our society, we're so fast paced and moving such high speed that I think some of the challenges that we face in recovery and some of the challenges that we face with addiction get exacerbated by even just the society that's around us, because, you know, we're inundated on these apps and email and so on. That's, the smartest people in the world are hired by these companies to try to get us to spend as much attention as possible and time as possible on these devices and phones and computers. And I know I sound like an old man right now, but the reality is it's really making mental health, I think, really challenging. And for, you know, it makes me nervous for my own kids who are going to be raised with this stuff their whole life, because I can remember when these things weren't, you know, smartphones didn't exist and so on and so forth. So I want to talk about focus. I want to talk about prayer. I want to talk about mental health. But I don't know, just that quick setup. Are there any thoughts that come to mind for you?
Yeah. There's that initial list you gave of focus, mental health, spiritual health, kind of like, and then spiritual meditations, whether it's silence, just those spiritual disciplines that we see growth in. And every one of those, like, so we talk about those things because we want to first identify, like, why do those matter to us? And then why should it matter that we improve in them? Like, why does it matter that I have good focus? Why does it matter that I am spiritually healthy? Why does it matter that I am aware of my spiritual health? Why, or my mental health, rather? Why does it matter? And why is it important that I practice spiritual disciplines? What are those all in service to? They are in, to me, each of those is in service to, I guess if it's in service to striving after the life that we want. Cause if I was better at focus, I'd be closer to, you know, that dream state of my life. If I was more spiritually healthy, I'm doing it because it's getting me closer to God, which helps me get closer to others, love myself in a more like consistent, genuine way, which is an improvement. And then it's like, those are things that I can control. Like, I can put the effort into those to improve my life.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 2 in our conversation. We'll see you then.